For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. This is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You can get expert advice on supplements, diets, and health. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please tune in next week for Kevin's interview on gut health. Today, our guest is Terry Cochran, and she is an integrative practitioner and thought leader in nutritional counseling. Our subject is about integrating a multi-level nutritional approach to develop a bio-individualized plan for each person. And I want to tell you a little bit more about Terry. She has a diverse background. And as I said, she's an integrative practitioner, and she received her Bachelor of Science degree from the University of Florida and is a graduate of the Huntington College of Health Sciences and the National Leadership Institute. She has extensive certifications and experience in holistic medicinal practices such as healing touch, craniosacral therapy, meditation techniques, certified coaching, and herbology. And she has developed her own methodology called the Cochran Method. And I think you're going to find this interesting. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, Terry, tell us a little bit about yourself. Expand on what I was describing. I didn't do you justice. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, how you got interested, and about your method.
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. Well, I never thought if you would have asked me at age 56 if I would be an integrative practitioner. I started out as a real estate finance expert in the world of banking, international banking. I'm trilingual, and so I speak Spanish and French as well. Started out in Miami and then ended up in Washington, D.C., where I worked for major banking institutions. And then my last tour of duty was at Freddie Mac, where I became a director in their multifamily division for their portfolio services group, and I managed the health of the multifamily portfolio. But life takes a turn, and you never know where it's going to take you. And so my eldest child, my son, was born premature, and his first 18 months of life were uneventful. But by the age of 3, we were told to expect brain seizures. He wasn't walking. He wasn't talking. He had the bone density of an 18-month-old. And living in the Metro DC area, we availed ourselves of all the medical practitioners in the area to try to find a solution for my son. But by the age of 5, his health just continued to decline. So I decided to take that into my own hands. Being a Cuban refugee, I'm a solution seeker. So my day job was with Freddie Mac, and my night job was finding a solution for my son's health. I became a risk manager for his health. And this was before the age of the internet and before the age of Google. And I just went on a tear and became a rabid researcher, going to the library, interviewing parents, interviewing other medical practitioners, and I found an amazing doctor trained in holistic methods who later became my mentor, and that was how we started down his healing path. And as I continued to do research, We found that by eliminating certain food groups within 5 days, my son started to breathe, and then his eczema, his bleeding eczema, started to recede, and then he started to grow. And fast forward, I started being called Dr. Terry at Freddie Mac. And on vacation one day, I happened to observe a mother with a son that was similarly impaired. And it was at that time that I decided to go back, quit my job, and start my career in alternative medicine.
Well, that's quite a journey. And I think many of us in this field started out in another field and followed the path. And if you like where you are, then whatever that journey was that got you there needs to be blessed. So it's an interesting story. And I know you're also, besides being an educator, a speaker, you're also a writer. And I'd like you to mention the book, The Wildatarian Diet, Living as Nature Intended. I like the title.
Thank you very much. And this diet lifestyle, and it's actually a movement, the Wildatarian movement, is really undergirded in the Cochrane Method. And the way that I look at the body is that there is no one diet or health food for everyone, because we're all bio-individual, and it's really rooted in our genetics and then what has expressed those genes. And so we've created a very consumer-friendly, digestible approach to a bio-individualized diet that's for the individual, but it's also for everyone. And on my website, you can take a quiz to establish just what type of wildatarian you are. I've developed 4 major archetypes based on the tenets of the wildatarian diet, which I call the big 3, which are rooted in protein, fat, and sulfur malabsorption. And those 3 are due to really our food supply and how our food supply is making it very, very difficult for us to assimilate otherwise assimilable nutrients. And the reason why I named it wildatarian is that I had a patient or a client that had developed amyloidosis, and this is a very rare form of cancer. I didn't know what amyloids were 6 years ago, but I have a scientific researcher on my staff that used to work at the National Institutes of Health that was a genetics researcher, and I set her on a path to help me figure out what these amyloids were and what were causing the buildup of amyloids. And what I found was that they're indigestible proteins, and they're coming from our food supply. And studies out of Cambridge in Japan now tell us that amyloids are responsible for contributing to 50 major conditions in our country, including Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and kidney disease and cancer and autoimmunity and diabetes. And so this gentleman who had an end-stage cancer is happily riding his bike to work as a tax attorney in D.C., and he defied the odds 6 years later. I just saw him. His name is Glenn, and he's doing great. And so that was the genesis of my starting the wildatarian movement, because I found that if you fed the body instead wild game, such as bison and elk and antelope, these contained less of the amyloid structures, which allowed the body to assimilate the protein. And instead of having the protein build up as a plaque or an aberrant protein in the body, whether it's tissue specific or systemic, the body was able to use the amino acids and assimilate them for the multiple functions that proteins are intended for in our body. And that was the genesis of the wildatarian movement.
Well, I thank you for saying no, there's no one diet for all humans. And this has been a pet subject of mine. When you look at natural cultures, and I know you know this, but I'm repeating this for our listeners, that when we look at natural cultures, there is a wide diversity in the diet, particularly in fat intake. And I'm talking about good fats. I'm not talking about Western diets. I'm talking about good fats. And they range from 70% of the diet in Inuit and Eskimo individuals, and most of that is omega-3, to 10% fat in certain areas of Africa. So there's a wide variance in fat. There's also quite a variance in fiber intake from relatively low intakes to higher intakes. And one thing that seems to stay more stable as far as natural diets is the amount of protein. Now, the type of protein varies, but the total amount. And so thank you for talking about treating the individual instead of trying to find one diet that fits all people.
Absolutely. And, you know, what I consider myself and my staff, I train them to become body interpreters. And then I'm an educator, as you mentioned earlier, and my goal is to graduate every one of my clients with a rich body of education in themselves so then they can become their own body interpreter. And the body talks to us, but we don't know the language. So we teach the language of body talk so they can learn and discern exactly what's happening in your body. And the body is not static. To the fats that you spoke of, absolutely. Different populations have different genetics that makes them either more likely or less likely to break down fats or proteins or even sulfur. And so we let the body tell us. Now, of course, when they come into my practice and they become a client, we look at their genetics. So we get very deep into the science. But, you know, they walk out the door with knowing that, my goodness, if my stool is light-colored or it's floating in the toilet, I hit my tipping point of fat. Or if I'm really burping after a meal and I'm having trouble building that muscle, or I look at my blood work and there is protein in my urine, I'm really having a big problem digesting protein. Or if I have a history of my family in rheumatoid arthritis or ulcerative colitis or Crohn's or any kind of mental health condition, I most likely might have a sulfur sensitivity. And so these are things that we look at and we teach our clients, because I believe that the big three, as I call them, are truly responsible for the majority of our health condition and the ever-declining state of health in America.
Well, we are going to carry on this conversation, and I'm fascinated by the information that you're providing, and we'll get more specific on, I call it reading the patient. And I also like to say the patient doesn't lie, and by that I mean the patient's symptoms, presentations, reactions to foods, and the environment. That's that patient's truth. And so I think you've come up with something very similar, and we're very like-minded in this. So I'm interested in what you have to say, particularly with regard to genetics and gene variants and how you look at people. So for those of you who have just tuned in, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. This is The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from our guest, Terry Cochran.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Quality can't always be seen. Honest labeling, trusted sourcing, unwavering standards. At Pure Encapsulations, we are committed to wellness without compromise, delivering high-quality hypoallergenic products for nearly 3 decades. Our products are free from gluten, trans fats, peanuts, GMOs, magnesium stearate, and artificial ingredients. Pure Encapsulations is the leading brand in the healthcare practitioner market, ranking highest in ingredients purity, quality testing, and trust. Pure Encapsulations products available at Village Green Apothecary and MyVillageGreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of good, challenging, and new information, including controversial information. We want to get you to think about diet, nutrition, lifestyle, health, mental health, physical health. And we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please tune in next week for Kevin's interview on gut health. Now, today our guest is Terry Cochran, and she is an integrative practitioner and thought leader in nutritional counseling. Our subject is about integrating a multi-level nutritional approach to develop a bio-individualized plan for each person. And what Terry emphasized that you hear from me quite frequently, there is no one diet for all humans on Earth. And humans need protein, fats, and carbohydrates, but what kind of protein, what kind of fat, what kind of carbohydrate varies significantly among natural cultures. So, Terry, talk to us more about what I call reading the body, and you, I think, referred to body talk. Tell us what, more about symptoms a person may have and what that can mean.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to share that with you. Well, for example, I call it let's talk poop. Seriously, the stool gives us so much information. And I ask my clients to really look every morning or every time you have a bowel movement and discern what that stool is telling you. Again, if it's light, if it's floating, if there's grease in the water, that means that you have tipped your body's ability to process fats. And that is not only exogenous fats from the food we're eating, but potentially endogenous fats of the hormones that were not being broken down. And our biggest hormone that is at play, given the high sugar concentrations that we eat in the United States, the average American consumes over 170 pounds of sugar a year, is insulin. And if insulin is disrupted, it's going to disrupt many of the other hormones at play. And polycystic ovarian syndrome has become almost epidemic-like in young women, and it's rooted in insulin resistance. So if our body can't break down hormones, that's a fat. And how do we know if that's occurring as well? Well, acne is a really big indicator of fat malabsorption. If you have bumps on the back of your arms, that's fat malabsorption. If you have gallbladder or liver issues, if you have a fatty liver, that's fat malabsorption. If you have cognitive dysfunction, because over 60% of our brain is made up of fat, and if we can't assimilate those fats, we're not going to be able to avail ourselves of our best cognitive self. So that is the construct of many of the indicators of fat malabsorption. Protein malabsorption, again, if you have trouble building muscle and you're working out, if you feel worse after a workout than before a workout, you could be self-cannibalizing your muscle to convert it to glucose to help fuel the muscles to make muscle, and it's very inefficient, and you're not using your amino acids appropriately. If you get lightheaded easily, that means you're going hypoglycemic. People think that we need sugar to manage glucose, but we also need amino acids to manage sugar, which is those are the building blocks which create proteins, and then proteins become recombined and disassembled back to amino acids in the body. If we burp, if we have GERD, acid reflux, a lot of acid reflux is really related to low stomach acid. And why do we have low stomach acid? Because we might have a genetic predisposition, particularly the MTHFR gene, that doesn't give us methyl donors. I'm going to get a little bit sciencey here, to produce sufficient hydrochloric acid. And without hydrochloric acid, two things happen. We're less efficient breaker downers of protein, and we're going to be less efficient in breaking down any bad bacteria or viruses, what I call bullies in the sandbox of our gut biome, to be able to manage that commensal playground of this multi-species viral, bacterial, and parasitic load that we carry in our gut. So those are just multiple examples of how the body can talk to us.
Yes, and if we look back, before we had all of the medical kind of testing that we have, the body, people studied the body, and practitioners in health talked about your urine, what it smelled like, what it looked like, your stools, exactly what you've been talking about. Those were diagnostic for practitioners. This was long before we could do as many tests as we have available, and I actually look at the Achilles reflex, which is known as the thyroid reflex. And if it's slow, if it has a slow return, you're looking at somebody whose thyroid is in the low range. And so there's so many ways to read the body, and that's not being taught to medical practitioners. They're being taught too much to read paperwork, to read the tests, and not the people. And so
absolutely,
what you're saying, Terry, is absolutely critical. So keep talking to us about symptoms and what people can look for.
Absolutely. I'd love to do that. And I have a naturopath on my staff, and I tell them, I terrify them, because I teach them under the Cochrane method. And as soon as what I teach my practitioners is, as soon as somebody walks in the door, we start scanning visually, and we go from head to toe. We look at, what is the pallor, the color of their skin? Is it gray? Then that's a kidney archetype. That means that they may be having trouble with fats and proteins. Are they yellowish? That could be liver, that there may be some liver congestion. Do they have bags under their eyes? Do they look fluffy, meaning that their lymphatic system may not be working optimally? Is there yellow around their mouth? That means, again, liver toxicity. I look down at their thyroid. Is there any potential inflammation there? Could there be some nodules? I look at their fingers. Are there any nodes on their fingers to look for arthritis? I look at their ankles. Are they having trouble with circulation? I look at the veins. And so I look at the pupils in their eyes to see if they're dilated. That means, again, that they're low tone, they're not having the proper circulation, and they're fat malabsorbed. So truly, looking at the color of their lips, are they getting enough oxygenation, or the whites of their eyes? Is it white or is it yellow? Back to toxicity levels. So I look at their gut. I even had one person, through their shirt, I could tell that they were herniated because there was a protrusion. Again, their collagen matrix structure wasn't working optimally. I look at their nails. Are they pitted? Are they striped? Do they have white spots, which means zinc? Do they have fungus under their nails, meaning that they have an overgrowth of a specific species of either a fungi or a bacteria that could be then creating multiple factorial symptomology within their body? So truly, truly, are their ears red, which is saying, well, maybe they're having a high histamine response. I believe that the body is highly intelligent, constantly communicating with us.
It
to give
is.
Us the signals it needs.
you have nailed it. And with regard to pupils, I look at how long they're able to hold a constriction as what I call a cheater tilt table test, because if they don't hold the constriction, it usually means their autonomic system is not in balance, and they usually report that lightheadedness upon standing too quickly. So the pupils, the eyes, every part of the body, and you mentioned the nails. We even look at fingerprints. When people start to lose their fingerprints, we're looking at connective tissue issues, aging, collagen breakdown. And you are giving us so much good information, Terry. Let's talk about some other aspects of what I call reading the body, and what you're talking about, individualizing based on what that person's body is telling us. Talk a little bit more, say, about urine quality and the smell that can occur in the urine. I know these, I hope people aren't eating while they're listening to the show, because we are getting very detailed, but this is important. Talk to us a little bit about what odors and scents in the urine can tell us.
Absolutely. Well, I call it the tattletale, is if you eat asparagus and you can smell it,
yes,
on the way out, mm-hmm, that is, you are likely to have impaired sulfur processing mechanisms. And sulfur is such an under-reported, under-studied mechanism in the body. I believe I'm one of the pioneers, along with Amy Yashko, who's an autism expert, and Dr. Stephanie Seneff out of MIT, who's a biochemist, really blowing the horn on Roundup and how, mm-hmm, deleterious it is. Relative to both protein malabsorption, but sulfur impairment. And we need sulfur to be able to convert to sulfate for the collagen matrix structure for our neurotransmitters, which includes serotonin, dopamine, which help us sleep and feel good, our epinephrine that can't be over-secreted. Otherwise, we're going to be in that over what I call the spin cycle of the autonomic nervous system of fight or flight. You're always going to be that instead of in rest and restore. And so we look to that sulfur. 73% of rheumatoid arthritis has been linked to impaired sulfur processing mechanisms. And I can't tell you how many people have come back to me and told me, Terry, my ANA numbers are normal. I no longer have RA. The doctors couldn't believe that this was reversible, because they feel that once you have an autoimmune, you will always have an autoimmune.
Yes.
And I say nothing is impossible. So the canary in the coal mine, clearly, mm-hmm, for sulfur impairment is that. But we do look at color and consistency. So urine should be like a moderate to light yellow with very little to no odor. If there is any mucus in the urine, if it's frothy, that could be candida, that could be a bacterial infection. You could be even producing and releasing very microscopic sediment, which are stones, which goes back to calcification, which goes back to sulfur and oxalate metabolism. And so certain healthy foods that we're eating could actually be anything but healthy for you. For example, calcium oxalates, very clearly involved in kidney and gallstones. And calcium oxalates come from what is now being touted as all these healthy foods. And it may be healthy for you. And people ask me, Terry, is this healthy for me? I say maybe. Depends on your genetics and your current state of health. So black beans and almonds and coconut and spinach and parsley, really high oxalates. If you have kidney stones or sediment in your urine, you better watch out for those healthy foods. If you have a history of arthritis, then that broccoli could be hurting you. We're calling it killer kale, because kale has both oxalate and sulfur qualities. Could be really good for you or not. And so truly, truly looking at that urine and observing, we are observers. We teach my clients to be their own observers. And what we do is we find them pivoting before they fall off the cliff, because they're telling me, oh my gosh, Terry, I became fat malabsorbed. So I pulled up all of my fats and I was able to get through my period without having massive PMS and heavy clotting, and then getting depressed because my estrogen was off balance. And estrogen and serotonin have an inverse relationship.
Well, this, again, is so fascinating. And listeners, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Terry Cochran talking about her plan on individualized, bio-individualized plan for nutrition. And we're going to continue the conversation. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at MyVillageGreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support, available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we are talking with Terry Cochran, who's an integrative practitioner, a thought leader, an educator, and we've been educated today, and we will continue that education in Terry's ability to assess the body, the signs and symptoms in the body, and know what they mean. And this goes back to how medicine was originally accomplished. The doctors of the old days, old wives' tales, there is so much truth in what people observed long before we had the tests we have now. And that information is still the most valuable information for treating patients. So, Terry, please continue your discussion. And could we talk a little bit more about the plants and their positive and negative effects?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things I'd really like to start with is curcumin and turmeric, because that is touted as a panacea for anti-inflammatory properties as well as anti-cancer properties. However, if you're one of those individuals that has one of the polymorphisms of the cytochrome P450 gene family, such as myself, those plants, spices are anything but detoxifiers. They're retoxifiers because that cytochrome P450 is also known as phase one liver detoxification pathway. And if that pathway gets turned down, meaning down-regulated, you're going to become intoxicated. And so, for example, turmeric for someone can be really great if they don't have that gene. But if they do have that gene, like myself, turmeric can actually be toxic. It can be toxic. And so we have to be extremely careful when we just blanketly take herbs, take spices, whether it's through food or therapy, especially if you're taking them therapeutically. Again, when anyone asks me, is this good for me? And my pat answer is maybe. Maybe, because
yes.
It depends on your body's ability to assimilate it and your genetics and if those genes have been expressed. Another one which is really interesting of late are phenols. Phenols are really tied to hyperactivity, ADHD. They're tied to significant high histamine in the brain and in the gut. And so I look at histamine not as something that's going to make you itch necessarily, but it's something that's going to cause an hyperinnervation because histamine, like epinephrine, like norepinephrine, is a neurohormone that causes excitability. And so if you're eating a lot of blackberries and blueberries, they may be wonderful for some individuals because they, especially blueberries, because they have resveratrol, which is so liver helper, such a liver helper. However, if that individual is really phenol sensitive, myself again, those beautiful antioxidants turn into prooxidants. And, you know, I had an experience myself with, I was doing some fresh blackberries and I was doing it in my smoothie. And the first 2 days, I felt fantastic. By the fourth day, I could barely walk because it hit my kidneys and it was creating calcifications and inflammation in my soft tissue. And so again, we have to listen and pivot and really, really hear what our body is telling us based on the foods we eat. Nightshades could be great for some people, but the actual, if you're going to grow tomatoes in your garden, for all those gardeners out there, please listen. Tomatoes are wonderful. They're very high in lycopene. They're wonderful for the heart. However, if you're picking the tomatoes with the with their leaves, the leaves are poisonous. So please make sure that you're washing the tomatoes. And nightshade is a family of plants like eggplant and peppers, mushrooms, potatoes, that if you have a sensitivity to nightshade, it could really be inflammatory to soft tissue.
And I so appreciate you covering this because many of the diets that are recommended promote a basically plant-based diet without trying to differentiate whether or not that diet's going to be good for humans. And plants, to protect themselves, have poisonous or disgusting components that that make their predators avoid them. And I know it sounds odd, but this is the truth. And many of the reactions that we see in individuals, and I work with those who have autism, they're more exaggerated in their responses to phenols in the diet, which are usually found in brightly colored foods. They have many reactions that set back their behaviors, exacerbate their behaviors, and they lack certain enzymes that are necessary when you take in phenols. So these excitotoxins that you mentioned, the histamine and the phenolics, can end up being an excitotoxin in a particular individual. These are problematic. So just consuming a plant-based diet is not the answer for everyone. And I thank you for reiterating this. And I'd love you to keep talking about some of the other issues with plants and how people react.
Of course. And this is why I think the wildatarian diet and movement is so beautiful, because it helps you navigate you. There's a quiz that helps you figure out, are you oxalate sensitive? Are you sulfur sensitive? Have you downregulated in your cytochrome P450? Are you really fat malabsorbed? So even that healthy almond, which is a fat and an oxalate, could really be making you less than you from a cognitive perspective and your ability to perform in school or at work. And so yes, it is really, we say we're equal opportunity wildatarians. You can be plant-based, you can be sea-based, you can be land-based, you can be any of those based, but it's really a combination that suits you based on your current state of health. So let's talk plants and let's talk corn. Corn is a scary hombre, it really is, because of over 88% of corn has been genetically modified. And now we know that corn contains mycotoxins. And mycotoxins, again, to get a little nerdy, are fungal metabolites. And those fungal metabolites build biofilm. And biofilm is what I call the fortress around the bacteria and the spirochetes of Lyme and even some viruses. And that biofilm is a lipid layer, meaning it's a fat layer. So if you have trouble breaking down fat, and that corn is feeding that mycotoxin, you're never going to get to the inside of whatever it is that you're trying to kill or neutralize, because the mycotoxins keep feeding the biofilm. And we're really becoming, as Michael Pollan says, walking corn sticks. And I take it one step further, and I say we're walking mold sticks. And we know about the toxicity of mold, what it can do to the brain, what it can do to the lungs, what it can do to the liver and the kidneys. And so one of my hypotheses is that this great peanut allergy, peanut being a legume, peanut is an aflatoxin, it's a mycotoxin on steroids, is that really it's rooted in a mold sensitivity. And so we eat the peanuts, we eat the corn, and we are becoming anaphylactic, because the body is saying, I've had enough, and I'm going to fight you, and it becomes an antibody to this thing that we're supposed to be assimilating nicely. If we look at the indigenous cultures of American Indians through Central America and through the Americas, they never had corn. They never had a diabetes issue. That's because these corns had much more protein in them, these indigenous original corns. But now it's been modified. It's been genetically modified, and then there's pesticides that have been put on them, and then the way that the storage is, it's really very scary, and corn is everywhere. And buyer beware, because they have allowed high fructose corn syrup to be relabeled as sugar. And so we really have to be careful about food labeling. One of my tenets is, if I can't read it, I won't eat it. But we have to become even better detectives in discerning what kind of sugar. It better say turbinado sugar or coconut sugar or monk fruit sugar. It better state its source, because if it doesn't, it's probably coming from corn.
Yes, of course they wanted the name changed because the public knew the truth about high fructose corn syrup being like the effect of a double sugar impact. And they're hiding it. They're deceiving the consumer. And it's upsetting that the USDA, FDA, that they've permitted this to happen. It's the same thing that we see with many other aspects of reading a label. You have to have a degree in biochemistry to read labels and understand MSG is hidden in other foods. So food processors and the commercial food industry do not have to say that there's MSG in there unless it's just added alone. But if it's a substance that has MSG, and there are many, then they don't have to list it. And the assumption, the industry says, well, people will be concerned if they list MSG or no MSG. And yes, they're going to be concerned, since many people react.
Exactly.
So you said originally, when people walk in the door, you start looking at them. I do the exact same thing. And you start assessing what you see in that patient. And that guides you to what your recommendations are. You also said you use the genetic information. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, so the Cochrane method is really rooted in genetics. And then I developed four portals for the expression of those genes. And it's either pathogenic, which it can be a bacteria, a virus, or a parasite. It can be environmental. And environment includes food. It could be that happy blueberry you're eating that may not be so happy for you, or that great spinach salad may be creating oxalate impairment, impairing your body's ability to process dopamine. And then the third one is emotional, because we know that the thought creates the thing, first in thought and then in form. And we know that stress is such a player. Cortisol leaches calcium from our bones. It's the progesterone steal for women. It is a sugar. Epinephrine, I call it the cupcake, because it is a fat and a sugar and neurohormones. So I say stop cupcaking yourself and lose that middle top, because epinephrine is going to then result in insulin insensitivity. And when we can't use our insulin, we wear it in our middle belly. And so, you know, so on and so forth in terms of the emotional triggers. And then the last one is the physical trigger. And so the Cochrane method is rooted in how those genes are expressed. And we say in my practice, genes are potential. They're not our destiny. And I look at every piece of information as just one piece of information. And then I start weaving the tapestry of that individual to come up with their bio-individual plan. And so we look at genetics, and I look at the big needle movers. And the big needle movers, for the listeners, and you can go out and do your research, but the MTHFR gene expression has been one, because there's, you know, multiple hundreds of processes that occur within the body. And if you don't have the methyl donors, what I call the helper bees, then you're not going to be able to assimilate proteins or hormones or bile salts. Or sugars, and especially for women that have the C677T polymorphism, they're going to recycle estrogen, which then goes to fertility. And so one of the things that I really, really encourage the readers to do is, if you're taking a multivitamin, please make sure that your B12 is methylcobalamin and it's folate instead of folic acid, because if you're one in three, I believe, has a genetic predisposition in America for impaired methylation. If you're taking the cyanocobalamin, which is a non-methylated form of B12, it actually can become a toxic substance in your body. And also B6 should be in the form of P5P. Another big needle mover is the sulfation pathway. I call sulfur the king of detoxification. If we don't get sulfur right, it downregulates all the other important liver detoxification pathways. And the asparagus is going to be the canary telling you, or if you have a history of arthritis. And then the cytochrome P450 of genes, that's the phase one liver detoxification. I talked about curcumin and turmeric. Very little known is known about that. But grapefruit, if people don't know why they tell you do not take grapefruit with your statin, it is because grapefruit can downregulate that pathway by up to 33%, so that 10 milligrams can turn into 100 milligrams, and therefore you can create some toxicity with whatever substance you're taking.
And Terry, we're going to talk more about this in the final segment, and if you've just tuned in with us, you're as fascinated as I am with Terry Cochrane and the information on bio-individualized nutritional plans. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I share this show with my co-host, Kevin Passaro. Please tune in next Sunday morning for Kevin's interview on gut health. Now, we have been having a fascinating conversation with Terry Cochran, and she's an integrative practitioner, a thought leader, an educator, a speaker. She is also a superior clinician, and she's been talking to us about reading the body, about understanding what the symptoms in the body tell us about what that individual has going on and what we can do to change it. Terry, would you wind up in this segment more about that issue and the hope that what this information allows us to change and be healthier? We're not stuck in our genetics. We've got epigenetics. We can change it. So talk about that, please.
I'd love to. And, you know, I'd like to leave the listeners with hope instead of fear. And we've been talking about, you know, these signs and the genetics and how they're being tripped and so forth. And again, back to my prior comment of our genes are just our potential, not our destiny, is that I believe we can turn genes on and off like a light switch, just like we can turn on a virus that can be de-expressed in our body just as it was re-expressed from the environment and the food and our thinking. And so what I want to leave the listeners with is, one is really become your own advocate and start listening to your body. The Wildatarian Diet and its quiz is a really great portal to help you start doing that, to help you start listening in a different way. It'll help interpret a language that you may not have even known existed, and it'll help you become facile in it. The other thing is always, always listen to your inner knowing. If it doesn't feel right for you, no matter how great the clinician is or the doctor or whomever, one, get a second opinion, but first get the second opinion first within yourself. And if it doesn't feel right, question and advocate. And the third thing is that food is the alpha and the omega of our health. And so we have to figure out which food are the foods that serve us and which foods do anything but serve us. And then what I believe is that we really vote with our food dollars. And it's really incumbent upon each one of us to say, I will no longer allow genetically modified corn and peanuts to sit on my table. I will not choose that diet soda that has basically toxic soup and is creating a potential of diabetes, which then will it will help to further deplete the healthcare that we're already suffering under the healthcare costs. So it really does take a village, and this is a grassroots effort to help support the turning of the ship of healthcare. We can do it. The body is brilliant. It is divinely guided. It helps to go back. The body will go to homeostasis or homeodynamic. It takes from Peter to pay Paul, but to try to get us into balance. But once we hit that tipping point beyond that, this is where we get symptomology. So education is first and foremost. Listening and interpreting is equally important. And then the third thing is really voting with your food dollars and doing literally a sit out on those foods that are anything but food.
And an emphasis on the fact that there is no one diet for everyone. So I know you hear it, I hear it. But blueberries are healthy for you. But kale is good for you. And you say the same thing. Maybe, maybe not.
Exactly.
And we can find that out by looking at the patient. So a few final tips, Terry, before we sign off.
A few final tips is, one is, be curious. People are either told what to do or what not to do, and I just encourage all of the listeners to be curious and start your own journey of health and curiosity to establish your own bio-individual healing path. And just because it worked for your neighbor, they went on the ketogenic diet, it may put you into ketosis, but it may also destroy your kidneys. So be curious and ever listening for that body feedback.
Yes, that's very important. And I want to remind people about your book, The Wildatarian Diet, Living as Nature Intended. And tell us a little bit about your website.
Yes, my website, you can find me at www.terrycochrane.com. We have a plethora of information in my, 15 years of blog posts. And the Wildatarian Diet is available on Amazon. I was proud to say it was an Amazon number one new release, released this March, and we're getting phenomenal reviews and feedback on the book. So I encourage you to take a peek at that as well.
And you said that you have a quiz that people can take to start learning about what the signs and symptoms in their bodies actually mean.
Exactly. And the quiz is on my website. It's on the front page of my website.
Good. So there's a lot of good information there. And I want to thank you, Terry, for sharing with us. This has been enlightening, and we certainly will be having you back. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been my great pleasure. Thank you.
And this is a reminder to our listeners that Dr. Joseph Pizzarno's book, The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. This is an important book, and Dr. Joseph Pizzarno is an expert. His expertise is decades long, and this book is an important book for all of us. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us here on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and a reminder that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am always reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.